Hello, everybody at Heartland of South Jacksonville, Florida. How many can say praise the Lord? Wow, that's wonderful. Can we do it again? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know if you know Jesus as your Savior, but I pray you do. And if you don't, you can call upon Him right now. And He'll be right here. Amen. He is right here. Always waiting for us for you to say, Lord, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. And I will give my life to you. Amen. Have you a heart that's weary, burdened with the load of sin? If you do, then you can say, Jesus, forgive me. And He'll do it. Then you really get to know Him.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
do you know my Jesus? Do you know?
Do you know
my friend?
My friend.
Have you heard?
He loves you and that He will abide till the end.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this beautiful day here in Jacksonville, Florida, thanking you that you woke us up this morning.
Yes.
That you got us on our way. That the blood's running warm in our veins. That we're breathing the air that you've given us.
Amen.
We're eating the food that you've supplied. And we're gathered together today to give you praise and honor and glory. For being our God, that we have been purchased with the highest price, the Son of God gave His life for us.
Amen.
Shed His blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Give us of His Spirit that we may have the power to overcome the works of the devil.
Amen.
So, Lord, thank you for letting us be together today. We ask for you to move among us, to touch our lives. Lord, to heal the brokenness, God, to strengthen the weak knees.
Amen.
Lord, to strengthen our weary spirit. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So good to see you smiling faces.
Yes.
So good to know that we have hope.
Amen.
Little lady told me, said, well, I can't see you anymore, so I don't know who you are. But she said, I'm glad I'm here. And I said, honey, one day you will see again. I don't know if it'll be today or tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, but the Bible says that every eye shall see Him.
Amen.
Every knee shall bow and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see Him. Look upon His face.
Amen.
The one that saved me by His amazing grace.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful for His grace?
Yes.
Aren't you thankful that He's a merciful God?
Amen.
I want to tell you, if it wasn't for His mercy, I wouldn't be standing here today.
Me neither.
And I'm standing here today because the Lord wants me to be here. You know what? If God wants you somewhere, He'll make a way.
That's right.
He'll make a way where there seems to be no way.
Amen.
I look to the Lord for my strength. When I look to man, I fall flat on my face, Tom.
That's for
sure.
Sure
do. All right, let's put our hands together. Here we go.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on through His. See Him, look upon His face.
Amen. Thank you all so much.
Yes, no more sorrow or pain.
They're to sing forever of his saving grace. Only Jesus can save us.
Mm-hmm.
Only Jesus can forgive us of sins.
That's right.
And you can't go to heaven if you got sin in your life.
No.
So who are we going to look to take that sin away?
Jesus.
Can I hear it again?
Jesus.
Let me hear it.
Jesus.
Amen. Who's going to take you down life's road?
Jesus.
Who's going to forgive your sins?
Jesus.
Who's going to stick closer than a brother?
Jesus.
Who's going to make sure that the devil don't bother you?
Jesus.
Amen. Who's the sweetest name you ever heard?
Ooh, Jesus.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, it's good to get with people that love the Lord. But not everybody that says they love the Lord really knows him as their Savior. Jesus will say at that day of judgment, many will say, well, Lord, didn't I do this? Wasn't I good to that person? Didn't I do that? And Jesus said that he will tell them, depart from me. I know you not. I never knew you. And so if you want to know Jesus, first of all, you got to get yourself out of the way. Get your pride and get all that sin. You got to put it right out there and say, God, I'm guilty. I ask you to send your son into my life. And through his shed blood, the remission of sins, forgive me. And I will turn from my wicked ways and I will follow Jesus. Right now, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Today, let's read something out of the Word of God. Oh, I just love the Word of God. Psalm 47 says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. You know what? When we let things come out of our mouth that don't give God the glory, then we are not doing what it says for us to have his joy. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is going up with a shout. Whoo, my goodness. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reign over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Amen.
Well, David was telling all of the people, he's saying, clap your hands, shout with the triumph. We have victory in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, when I feel bad and when the old devil is just really working on my mind, I just start singing. I sing unto the Lord. I love that old song. Victory. Victory. Victory is mine. I told old Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Yes, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus today is mine. I told old Satan, get thee behind. Jesus today is mine. Come on now. Will victory.
victory today is mine. Yes, love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told old Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine.
Amen.
You know, we've been watching TV. We've been seeing where people have lost everything they've ever worked for. We've watched the TV of people with tears in their eyes. We've seen people with a fight in their spirit.
Amen.
And they look around and all of the pictures and nice things that they had saved, all of that's destroyed. And I think how sad it is if we let that destroy us. Because one thing we got, and we can't lose him. We got Jesus in her heart.
Amen.
And you know, if I lose all the clothes on my body, I still got Jesus. If I lose all my money, if a flood comes and washes away my house and my car, can't wash away Jesus.
Amen.
He's here to stay. And I just love him with all my heart, don't you?
Sure do.
I just love him with
Amen.
All my heart.
I will dwell in the shadow of your wings. I will know of the peace your love can bring. Night will fall, but I will not be afraid when I dwell in the shadow of your wings. In the shadow, in the shadow.
Told you the story about this farmer that loved the Lord. Him and his wife, oh, they loved the Lord. They had some cattle and they had some chickens and they even had a good old milk cow. Any of y'all ever drink milk straight from a cow?
No.
Oh, I tell you, when I was a little boy, used to be milking the cow and they'd stick that nipple up to me, and they'd squeeze it, and that milk would squirt right in my mouth, and it was so good. Oh, man. I tell you.
Miss Keys said not quite
do
like
what?
That.
Do what? They tried to get you to do it one time, and you wouldn't do it? Oh, Lord, I love it.
I tried to milk a cow, but I couldn't make the milk come.
Well, now, y'all... Well, I tell you what, don't you go out in the wintertime with cold hands and try to milk a cow.
She'll kick
the milk bucket over and kick you too. Now, y'all going to make me forget about my story.
You were telling about the farmer and all that.
Okay, I've got it so far, but
okay.
I was afraid I was going to lose it. So anyway, they had worked hard all their life, and they thought that they were going to have it made until the Lord took them home. But one night, the barn caught fire. and everything burn up, and the barn burnt to the ground. The old farmer, he got up and was walking around in the ashes. Everything was dead. The milk cow was laying there dead. Oh, it was just pitiful. And he said, "Lord, you've took everything away from me." He saw his chickens all burn up. He went over and took his foot. One little chicken laying there all burned up, all the feathers gone, everything. He sort of took his foot and kicked it, and the chicken rolled over, and out run seven little bitty chicks. And they were just beep, 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 cheeping. And he said, "Lord, I thought I'd lost it all." But he said, "Thank you. Thank you for these little baby chicks." And do you know that those little baby chicks, they grew up and they started laying the best eggs you could ever eat. And people started coming from miles around to buy eggs. And there was more chicks come from them, and more chicks and more eggs and more eggs. And it wasn't long before he had a chicken house full of chickens. He had money coming in from those eggs. And God just took those little bitty chickens and made the man and his wife rich. Now you see, that man, if he had not kicked that chicken over and let them little baby chicks come out, if he had not thanked God for those chicks, he might not have been blessed that much. So if you think that you've lost everything, just find you a chicken and kick it over, and you'll have some baby chicks to raise up. What do you think about that story? Amen. Amen. You know, the one thing we can't lose, though, we can't lose our salvation.
No.
Jesus saves us to the uttermost.
Amen.
And I praise him for that. Send the light. This real old song was written by a man born in 1856 and died in 1932, but he wrote this song. Here we go. Let's sing.
Let your little light shine.
There's a call come ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine.
Gather jewels for a crown above.
Send the light.
Send the light. A second cousin that loves the Lord so much that she is taking time out of her life here in the United States to take the gospel to Iraq, to the Kurdish people. And she just has a heart for them, and she's been praying that they'd come to know the Lord. And she reports that they're having dreams about Jesus, and then they come to her and other workers to find out, who is this Jesus that I'm dreaming about? And they're able to tell them the gospel message. Many, many people are coming to the Lord these days. They sure are. I had an opportunity just this past weekend to share the gospel with a 22-year-old young man. And he said, I have never heard that before. And he was so open that he said he would go out and buy a Bible and start reading in the book of John and get to know Jesus and get to know his plan of salvation. So I'm praying for that young man. His name is Rod. And we'll just pray that one day he'll be part of the family of God.
Well, you know, we take for granted sometimes that everybody's heard the gospel.
True.
And a lot of us don't tell people about Jesus because we think, well, they've already heard it. But God wants us to remind people over and over and over and over, remind them that Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
And that judgment day.